This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour, sure enough, we're all together. Good day, gang, the DJV gang, together to overview, as we do every weekend at this time. As we come to the end of the week, time for us to look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This time is for the week of December 12th to the 16th. The top stories, the top topics that have sort of ruled the airwaves in conversation anyway in the news talk radio world, and the people who have dominated the conversation. So we'll start at number 10. I'll go through all of them, and then we'll go around the room. Rich McFadden is here along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all the people associated with my various programs, as we give you our input, our thoughts, our feelings about the issues of the week, how they have either been important or not important to us as a reflection. And then Michael Harrison joins us from Talkers Magazine to help us also understand the nuance of these stories from their research points of view. So at number 10 this week, pretty much as it is standard, what's on the discussion, not necessarily just what's on sports talk radio, but what we are talking about, because there are lots of people who do straightforward, issue-oriented conversation programs, talk about sports issues relating to the NFL. I thought it was interesting. I don't even know who Bartolo Colon is.
Mr. Colon?
I don't. I would guess that his name is probably Cologne, but I mean, maybe. Maybe it's Mr. Colon.
He's a Dominican.
Mr. Colon, please. Yes, Cologne.
Well, that's how can you imagine if his first name was Colon? Colon, like Colin Powell instead, or Colon.
Well, then he'd have to be a real estate agent, because people with two first names typically have to go into real estate. It's a rule.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Yeah.
Dave Davidson, selling properties, you know. Come on.
Mike Michelson.
Yeah, they're real estate agent names.
Right. Rich Richardson.
Right.
Uh-huh. I like that. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Jen Jennison.
I've known lots of people like that.
All right.
So what's this Mr. Colon guy up to?
I feel like I've laid a really good egg with this one. I hope it's hard-boiled.
Looks like he was a pitcher for the Mets.
Cologne.
Plays for the Braves. He's a pitcher for the Braves. He may have played for the Mets before. But he's one of these people that is sort of leading the way to getting themselves prepared for the next season. The season was over, about a month ago, a month and a half ago? When was the baseball season over?
October.
The end of October, yeah, okay. So he's taken a month off. He went back to Dominica, and he's decided he's going to spend the rest of the winter getting ready for 2017. He has, I guess he has a small ballpark of his own. He says, I'm going to get myself into shape, staying in shape. Isn't that the problem with all sports? Because they last, baseball is 8 months, and then you get off of it for a while, and you got to go back in the gym.
Newsflash, this dude weighs 285 pounds.
Well, what kind of shape is he going to get into? He's in the shape of a potato already.
Right. He's going to have to work hard to get down to get in shape where I am.
Pretty good.
And he's got a long way to go.
Is he any
He's
good?
He's taking it seriously. I mean, come on.
Well, that's it. That's the point. Yeah,
there's some beefy baseball players out there. There are a lot of beefy baseball players, yeah.
I don't know how much steroid action. Well, at least it used to be the case.
There ain't no steroids in this guy.
A few.
He's a big dude.
It's
and when I say
he's
big,
just
I don't
a big dude.
Yeah, I don't mean he's heavy.
Big guy. All right, so anyway, sports talk at 10. Number 9, the new Star Wars film and what it all means. I find it disrespectful, as much as anything else, although I don't know whether this is John Williams' choice or not, but the first thing that stands out, and it really stands out, if you watch the trailer for this new Star Wars film, Rogue Nation, the music is completely different than what you're used to listening to in a Star Wars flick, because John Williams didn't do it. So why they didn't, I guess, you know, he's 80-something years old. And
does that mean that you're never going to hear the Star Wars theme in the movie, too?
I don't think you do.
In this movie, apparently you do not hear the Star Wars.
From what I've heard, this theme, there are parts of it where it has that Star Wars feel, but it's different.
Isn't that kind of like watching a Bond movie without the Bond theme ever popping in?
Would be. Yeah, right. Or Mission Impossible, without the Mission Impossible theme. Any of these, the movies that have sequential
Disney
focus.
Disney buys the brand, and Disney's going to make the brand theirs. And they always do a good job. I mean, the film is supposed to be great. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Well, there's certainly plenty of promotion around it.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I mean,
lots of promotion.
They say nothing is familiar because you don't have the same characters, you don't have the same music.
Right.
But they say it's really good.
And trust me, Star Wars fans are so deep into the franchise that if it were a stinker, you would have heard about it by now. Like, if it were absolutely terrible, you would have heard the
Didn't Chuck say, like, you got an 85% of Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
For their first reviews?
Yeah.
And the girl who's the star of it is also the star of the Netflix series, The Crown. She plays Queen Elizabeth, so she's having a huge year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of a flip is that?
It's amazing, right?
That'd be the way I get Meredith to go see it, because she loves that series. And the way, actually, she does quite a good, I didn't know that, Victoria. You've told me something that I didn't know, so that's good.
What's wrong with Meredith?
The Crown has been very successful.
How is your girlfriend not like Star Wars?
She just never had any contact with it. She went to see the one that was out last year. And, yeah, she said it's just like another action movie. That's all. I wasn't very excited about
What's wrong with that? Well, Meredith, what's wrong with you?
It's almost un-American.
It is. Have you checked her credentials? I want to see her status.
I just recently saw all the Star Wars movies, so up until, you know, like less than a year ago, I had never seen them. So
we had the TV on, it was a TBS or TNT last week. They played them all, like, five times in a row. And we had it on the TV, and just we'd sit down and watch for half an hour and then move along. And then come. So we saw parts of all of the movies last week, the whole family.
Did everyone like them?
Yes, everyone likes them in our house.
It's hard to watch some of the older movies. I find myself getting impatient because, like, maybe you know what's going to happen, and that sort of takes... The other thing, I don't mind watching old cowboys. I don't the old cowboy movies I don't mind watching as long as they're not... It's not cowboys and Indians. I don't like the Indian stuff that went on in some of the old cowboys.
But, you know, it's funny.
See, what are you laughing at?
It's funny because my son was laughing at the visual effects in the Star Wars and how hokey they were in the first, you know, in the first one, especially in New Hope.
Yeah.
And then when Doug says I like watching the end, then I'm like, you know, that's why I get a little at watching the first ones, because it's just a little bit hokey. But then when you think
about it for what it is, though.
Yeah, no, you do. But then you think about watching the old westerns when nothing actually came out of the gun when they shot, so they would have to kind of like take their arm and throw the gun forward about a half a foot, like they're shooting.
That is fun. Okay, coming up, Uber is in the countdown. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments as we continue with all of our input. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at 14 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would write a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
38% say their stress goes up around the holidays. Mom Trends blogger Nicole Feliciano says plan ahead and concentrate on making memories.
The new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back. Great for holiday parties and no need for selfie sticks. Plus, anti-shake videos with perfect audio.
And if colds or flu drop in?
Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at momtrends.com. Just check out flunearyou.org and see it coming. Dr. Carrie Peterson says get vaccinated and update your meds.
Ophelococcinum has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the severity and duration of flu-like symptoms, body aches, headaches, fever, chills, and fatigue.
And for battling colds,
classic Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
Burger King presents... Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
All right, 17 after the hour, the overview of the talkers' charts for this past week. We had a discussion about some of the things going on in the world of sports at number 10. The Star Wars film is number 9. Number 8, the self-driving cars. Uber, you may remember, started with these self-driving cars in Pittsburgh and didn't get too much starch about them. So this week they started using them in San Francisco. Takes on another point of view. But they basically have said to the state of California and the city of San Francisco, up yours. If you haven't heard the story, basically the city wants to require permits in the Uber cars that are self-driving. And Uber says, why should we do that? They have drivers in them. They just aren't driving the car. So why do we need a permit?
Heard what happened, right? I mean, another thing that made news this week is that one of those beautiful cars ran a red light. The idea of having the driverless car, right, is to take out the possibility of human error. Well, not so much, apparently. Yeah.
Well, but there's a driver in it.
Fuchsia at the time, the computer said, was quoted as saying.
Yeah. Sort of a dark.
Well, there's
dark
no such
yellow.
Thing as perfection. Nobody really got hurt though in that. I don't think did they?
No,
Jennifer?
But I mean that's if you have a bunch of cars driving around without drivers, running red lights. If this is a possibility when there's still people driving on the roads, oh boy, come on, gotta get it right.
Technology is working too fast, too quickly. We're letting it get ahead of us, getting ahead of itself, in fact.
It's not according to the Russians. They like it just where it is.
Yeah.
They're not complaining.
Thanks, Edward Snowden. So, anyway, the whole idea, if you don't understand the concept of what they're doing with these self-driving cars, I finally just actually got it today when I was looking at the description, the technology that's being used to, that didn't work in this circumstance. But it's supposed to almost put a guard all shield around the car in terms of technology, like an airplane has a radar mechanism on it that keeps putting out pings so that you know what's around you for 5 miles, whether it's up, down, sideways, in any direction. This radar will tell you when there's a plane within 5 miles of you, which was what was put into place to keep the planes from having mid-air collisions. And you don't hear anymore about mid-air collisions. So if they perfect it for the Uber or whoever has, whatever self-driving cars there are, the Google car, the Amazon car, the General Motors car, all these self-driving cars, once they perfect the technology, you'd think it would be safer anyway. You got to wonder what the insurance companies are thinking about all of this stuff and if it'll even be possible to get insurance. Anybody know about that? How does Uber or how are any of these people getting insurance for these cars? Are they self-insuring them? Maybe that's the
way
around.
There must be a special policy that they're writing.
Yeah. Or
Teslas too, probably. Or the drivers just have their own policy. I mean.
Yeah. Right. All right, anyway, so that's the Uber story. We go to number 7 up next here on our talk radio review, the talk radio countdown show with the Stephan Gang, 21 after the hour.
The talk radio countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Twenty-three at the hour now as our review continues with. I like that. Do you like the reference to the Stephen Gang? Gangs?
Sure.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Seems violent.
Jennifer?
Yeah, you might have Homeland Security violent on your door soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, like so MS-13, the Stephen Gang.
The Stephen Group. Yeah. Although that sounds like a real estate company, doesn't it? The Stephen
yes.
Group.
Yeah, right. It does.
Anyway, these people that are with us, Jennifer and Victoria Ritchie, participants in their various programs like the DJV program, the Good Day program. We're here each week at this time to go through the top 10 stories from the charts at Talkers Magazine. We've gone from sports to the Star Wars film to the Uber car incident this week. Number seven is a focus on abortion legislation. Usually when I see something like this, I turn my head because I find it most of the stuff that is that is out about these things, the states and the collaborations and that sort of thing, what's been I find this I don't even actually know how to describe how I find it. It's an individual thing. It's become politicized. Men making decisions about women's bodies bothers me. There's a whole cadre of things in this. Ohio this week?
Yeah, Ohio.
That wants to. Do we want to talk about this, or is it not worth spending much time on?
I think we can just politely say what it is, what they right. did, what they passed.
Garbage legislation. All right. What did Jennifer? Your thoughts on this?
Not many. I mean, I'm kind of with you on it.
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
Well, there's a law that was passed this week. Well, actually, it came, I think it was more than a week ago.
Right.
Where it's sort of a challenge in a sense. Made it through the Ohio legislature, but I don't think, did Kasich sign it?
That's okay, so here's how it lays out. So basically, the reason I call it garbage legislation is because it had the possibility to be more. And I know, Doug, you're probably calling it garbage legislation for different reasons. But John Kasich was presented with the heartbeat bill.
Yeah, the heartbeat
which bill. Basically said once the baby has a heartbeat, then you can no longer have an abortion. And so John Kasich was getting pressured to sign that bill, and he softened his stance before he did it. And he kind of ran away from it and instead signed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. instead of the heartbeat bill. So he's taken a lot of criticism from both sides because he hasn't really made anybody happy by doing this.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
I understand it now. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. But it is, I mean, in this day and age, these conversations seem trite to me, frankly. Under the circumstances, I don't see how it is that we are progressing and I believe that's what life is about, is progressing. And I don't see us progressing with this kind of stuff that continues to come in and sort of fly in the face of the reality of what most women want.
I don't know what that means necessarily. I mean, here's the thing. If you look at 20 weeks, that's basically, I mean, what, 5 months? So you can have an abortion in Ohio up to 5 months. I mean, mm-hmm. really, this is much ado about nothing. You're not going to get an abortion most places much later than that. So that's why I think it's kind of silly that it became such a big deal, because truthfully,
well,
this is
news
sort of
media.
On par with what the rules are everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that more of the news media making something out of it, trying
no,
to get something
out of nothing?
No, it's
actually, I think, the opposition and I think it's the proponents and the opponents of abortion that are making a big deal about this one. I mean, really, to me, it seems much ado about nothing because, again, it's very consistent with what's going on around the country. But, I mean, I was kind of questioning your stance on it because, I mean, really, 20 weeks, I mean, do you
no,
really
my
think
stance
that we
is,
need to be doing
I don't like abortion.
More than that?
But it's not my business. I don't like abortion because I think that there are too many questions that come up about I'd rather see the woman get involved with having an adoption. But that's me, and it's not my body. But that's just my preference under the circumstances.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the stories, the top 10 stories, and I have not done you a service that is appropriate here. I have not gone through the list, and I normally do that a couple of times during this hour, just so you have a sort of perspective on things. I went right into talking about number 10 and then didn't go to number 9, and I'm just picking them apart bit by bit. So here we go. Number 10, NFL action.
Yeah.
Number 9, the Star Wars film. Number 8, the situation with the Uber self-driving cars. Number 7, the abortion legislation in Ohio. Number 6, our relationships with China and their military buildup. Number 5, the Middle East situation, the Syrian civil war, Aleppo, all of that. Number 4, the interest rates going up. And the good news for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Number 3, Trump meeting with various people to decide various positions, et cetera, et cetera. Number 2, the hacking allegations against the Russians. And number 1, the cabinet nominees, the names themselves as they come forward. We were talking about number 7. Number 6 is the China thing. I think that's so much BS, I don't even want to talk about it. Number 5 is very hard to talk about because of the realities of the personalities involved. This is going to be a difficult thing for Trump to straddle, it seems to me. It's very clear to most that Trump and Putin either will have a relationship or they have a relationship, whether that has to do with the hacking or it doesn't. But here we have the Syrians, who are the most bloodthirsty Kurds at the moment on the planet, killing their own by the thousands, kids, children, you know,
anybody
that gets in the way,
right.
Just anybody, just shoot them, kill them, just like monsters that, you know, I mean, that's what Assad is a monster. And we were well along the road to get rid of him before Daesh came in, and they became the number one target instead of going after Assad. And then because of Putin wanting to be close to the oil that comes out of Syria, who knows, you know, he just wants to, whatever the Americans do, he wants to do the opposite. And so he goes in and helps the Syrians get rid of Daesh, but that protects what the Syrians are doing to their own people. Now it's becoming very obvious what's going on there. The world community is an outrage, and who's doing anything about it?
nobody's doing anything about it. The guy, why we haven't sent in a SEAL team to just kill this guy is beyond me, because it would
that's
be fairly
question.
Easy to do. Why
well,
haven't we
because
just wiped them
what
up?
Happens?
Why?
I mean, that's the slippery slope here, though. Look at what's happened
the
when
vacuum?
We've gone in and removed people
yeah.
in power. I mean, you were against Iraq. You know, I
yep.
mean, Doug, that was one of your big things. So we thought that Saddam Hussein was bad. We went in and we tried to get him. And
well, we didn't do it the right way. We should just bump them off like we did Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, but when we got him, look at the vacuum it left. And
yeah, it's created a vacuum. And that's where Al Qaeda and Daesh come from. You're right.
Right. Is the vacuum better than Assad, or is Assad better than the vacuum?
Well, that's
the world that we live in. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no, that's what, I mean, President Obama said, oh, remember a couple of years ago, he said, we're going to draw the red line in the sand,
right.
and we're going to say,
yeah.
here it is, this is, if you start doing genocide on your own people, then we're going to intervene, and then he backed away, and clearly, this guy was gassing his own people, doing now all sorts yeah. of things to his own people, but we know, I mean, you can't tell me that Obama's just wanting to let this go on, no, he's letting it go on, because we know that what comes next could be far worse, and mm. it's like, you feel like, in some way, this guy, you can control him or deal with him. I mean, it's just, these situations are so out of control, and either we have to get serious about enforcing democracy, or we have to back away and sort of let it happen, and sadly, then people die.
In a manner of speaking, I'm an isolationist. At least I have been accused of that when it came to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, going into Afghanistan was the right move early on when we were actually focused on getting rid of bin Laden, who was responsible for September 11th. But then other things, the shiny penny, as Richie refers to it, got into George Bush's mind that we need to go do something that my father didn't get done in Iraq, had nothing to do with anything except creating more mayhem. Good news for the military-industrial complex, not good news for the thousands of Americans who've been killed for no good reason, and not good news for the taxpayer who's been footing the $3 trillion that it's cost to go into Iraq so far. So do you do, is the situation now so out of control that we can't leave them? We can't be isolationists anymore? If we don't get involved, then people say, okay, well, what do we do about all of these refugees? We can't stop the flow of them over the border into Turkey and then into Greece and then into Europe and then into America, and on it goes. There's people that say, well, none of them are going to South America. None of them are going to Australia. None of them are going to Russia. So they're keeping them out. Why can't we keep them out?
I think the interesting thing here is you brought up the Bush going into Iraq. I think what they tried to do is create this shining democracy in the middle of that whole area.
Sure.
That would then grow. And
a success story.
And a success story that would then grow.
Yeah,
I don't think these people want democracies.
They don't
support
how to handle it.
They don't fight for it. So
yeah.
The experiment in that they tried to go in and start in one country, hoping it would grow, and it did grow because we saw, what was it, the Twitter thing, what they called it, where everybody in Iran and all over the area were trying to get democracy, and then it just, nobody fought for it. Nobody cared.
Well, they don't know. They have no infrastructure educationally in most of these places. Iran's
but
the
they all have Twitter and DirecTV. They know. They're
well-informed. I don't know.
I kind of agree with Doug. I don't know that they've had enough of an example to sign on to it and
that's
to
true.
Say, yeah, this is something that
well,
I
the other side of it is, why
you,
is
yeah.
it up to us to determine their future? Self-determination, if that's what it is. We went down that road when
because
we formed our own country.
It's a global economy now.
Yeah, well, so everything has changed. So now we ought to have one world government then.
No
right?
way.
No.
No, are you kidding?
Why? Pass.
No. What's the
pass?
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What we're doing now is basically a one world government.
No,
we're trying
it's not.
To
it's,
do
it's a
get
coalition
into the
of governments that are trying
people.
To...
and failing.
That are trying to settle down the crazy people and the crazy governments.
Uh-huh.
And you're right,
where do the crazy
failing.
People come from?
It's failing.
Why do we have crazy people doing this stuff?
Because
back.
The beauty
yeah,
of this
why?
Planet is that everybody is different. I've told you this 100 times, Doug. If everything were perfect and we all lived in Shangri-La, we wouldn't appreciate any
that's
of
right.
it. So we have
that's
to have
true.
Crazy people. We have to have mayhem so that we appreciate the
it
peace
hits our
that
reset
we live
button.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if everyone's so concerned about the Syrian refugee problem, which is a huge problem, then why isn't everyone just banding together and saying, all right, we're just going to fix Syria and send them all back to
because
Syria?
Because now Russia backs the Syrian government
right.
and becomes a big world, it becomes World War III.
And we were very soft, and we have been very soft on Russia, and because of our own apologetic run over the last few years of not wanting to be the big bad Americans, we've lost a lot of our standing in the world community. And, you know, I hate to point it out, but Russia really garnishes more power than anybody else right now. I mean, I would even venture to say that China has more power than the U.S. right now. And that's because, I mean, of a lot of factors. I mean, I would say specifically we have to start with our leadership, but we don't have a lot of leveraging points now. And now that Russia's involved with Syria, what do? You want to start you can't start a war with Russia. I mean, that's not going to work out so well.
Go back to the debates between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And remember when Obama laughed at Romney?
At Mitt Romney, yeah.
For him saying, we've got to handle Russia. And Obama's like, what do you think, that was 1982?
He laughed at him.
It just shows the naivete. I'm looking at a picture of Barack Obama and Putin together looking at each other. And the looks on their faces and in their eyes as they look at each other. Man, do these guys not like each other?
Yeah. Obama said on NPR the other day that when he talked directly, face-to-face, privately with Putin, and their translators, obviously, he said there will be repercussions. We will fight back on this hacking deal, and you will not. So, you know, he's learned himself, listen, these guys are bad guys, but, you know, he was wrong.
Yeah. Well, listen, as he has said himself, not that I'm an apologist for him, because I sure as heck I'm not, he said, I made a lot of mistakes, and, yep, but they all do. We all make mistakes.
They all do. Absolutely. This is the thing, and you guys know, of the four of us, I'm like the Trump supporter girl. I want to see him do really well. The one thing that really concerns me is that he has, I think he's underestimating Vladimir Putin in Russia. I think that he thinks that he can somehow be friends with Vladimir Putin, that he can negotiate, and they both want to fight ISIS, and you know what? That's great. I think that the U.S. and Russia can gain, you know, can join together and fight ISIS, and I think that's great. But in the meantime, you have to be careful that they're not going to stab us in the back while we're partnering with them to go after extreme Islam, because that's exactly what he's going to do.
Well, what scares me even more is this information warfare thing. You know,
of course.
Do I think that the Russians hacked and affected the outcome of the election? No. Do I think they hacked and created some information? Yeah, but you're pretty stupid if the information that they released changed your vote.
Yeah.
But that said, it scares me. That's information warfare is much more powerful than any bomb.
Of course it is. It's all technology. That's the war of the future. We don't need. That's the thing. The other side of the buildup of troops and ships and all that stuff, that's just a way to pay off.
We don't need troops.
The military
industry.
We don't need,
bombs and
bullets
anymore.
Of that stuff.
Right. We need hackers. Hackers.
Yeah. Yep. Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To put this all into the proper perspective of what this week has been about in News Talk Radio, I'll go through the top 10 items, NFL action, sports talk, yakking on the radio about what's happening with your favorite football team. That certainly, we're no strangers to that conversation. Number 9, the new Star Wars film. Number 8, the controversy about Uber introducing self-driving cars. Had no problem in Pittsburgh, but they do have a problem in San Francisco. Let's see where that goes. Number 7, the Ohio abortion legislation. Number 6, relations between China and the U.S. Will it be different with Donald Trump? I guess the answer is probably yeah. Number 5, the Syrian civil war and Aleppo and all that stuff. Number 4, the interest rates going up. Donald Trump and his meetings this week. Number 3, number 2, the Russian hacking. Number 1, the transition continues. All right, 44 past the hour. Number 1, and a reflection on what Americans think ought to be the case when it comes to how to decide who the president is up next here on the Countdown.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
38% say their stress goes up around the holidays. Mom Trends blogger Nicole Feliciano says plan ahead and concentrate on making memories.
The new LG V20 is the only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back. Great for holiday parties and no need for selfie sticks. Plus, anti-shake videos with perfect audio.
And if colds or flu drop in?
Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten colds by almost half. And new Coldies gummies also relieve flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at momtrends.com. Just check out flunearyou.org and see it coming. Dr. Carrie Peterson says get vaccinated and update your meds.
Oscillococcinum has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the severity and duration of flu-like symptoms, body aches, headaches, fever, chills, and fatigue.
And for battling colds,
classic Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half, and new Coldies gummies shorten your cold plus relieve cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Another minute here on the Talk Radio Review, the Hot Hits and Talk Radio, the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the People List this week, courtesy of the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is. Number 10, Susan Olsen, the former Brady Bunch star who now does controversial paid-for talk. A lot of discussion about what happened to her this week. Jill Stein still is around in conversation. Number 9, Janet Yellen. Number 8, because of the Fed increase in interest rates. Number 7, Ryan Zinke. Number 6, Kanye West. He's always popping up here and there. Rick Perry, number 5. I have lots to say about him, but I'll remember what my mother said. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. Same can be said for number 4, Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin is number 4 on the list. Rex Tillerson, number 3 for State Department. Barack Obama, number 2. And Donald Trump at the top of the list again on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 48 after the hour. A couple more moments here. The focus on the Trump transition, that's number 1. And the way the new government is shaping up, there was a poll released this week, which I found most meme-y because I agree with it. The things that affect us the most are the things that we agree with. More Americans believe the popular vote ought to decide the presidency. The people who like Trump at the moment don't like that. The people who like Trump before liked the idea, but they don't like it now because he is behind, I think, in the final count is like 2.5 million votes
right.
More for Mrs. Clinton, who, in my mind, that makes her the legitimate winner.
By the way, second time this happened to Hillary. She lost in the popular vote over Obama in the primaries when she was running against
it. I used to think the electoral vote was no good, but then it kind of showed me how it's supposed to work.
It is.
And it
evens out the big cities with middle America.
Right.
Sorry, I don't agree with that.
If it's one vote, one person, then the big cities
and the New York and L.A. elites run the country.
That's exactly.
No, not if every single person voted.
Vote counts. No.
Geography matters.
No sale. You're wrong. I'm right. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, and it is time for us to review the top five important technology items from this past week, counting down from number five to number one. Victoria Keeman is here to take us through. I'll be the big voice announcer. It's a big job, Victoria, but I can handle it. It'll be okay.
You can do it, Doug.
I can do it. If anybody can do it, I can do it. All right, so let's go through the five big tech stories on Tech Talk here. At number five, we get started with a Nike situation.
Well, a generation ago, it was pretty much only science fiction in the movie Back to the Future 2 when Marty McFly goes to the future, and I think the year was like 2021, and he steps into a pair of Nikes, and without finding where the laces are, they automatically lace to his foot. And so that became something that we all thought, certainly by the year 2016, we would be wearing self-lacing Nikes, and it turns out we can. Nike released their first pair of self-lacing shoes this past week, and they are pretty expensive. The sticker price will send you into shock at $720. That is still cheaper than Kanye West's Yeezy sneakers for Adidas, though, and they don't self-lace. But these have got so much tech in them. They have a battery light underneath the shoe that shows you, by the color of it, where your battery life is. And you charge it basically like an Apple Watch. You just plug it, and you basically line it up to the charging brick, and then you're good for 2 weeks. And so it doesn't have GPS or anything, so the battery life actually lasts for a pretty long time. They are currently only being they're only available in two Nike locations in New York, one in Chicago, one in San Francisco, and one in LA. But starting next week, just in time for Christmas, they will be available in additional stores. So right now it's appointment only to try on the Nike sneakers that are self-laced, but this is definitely the wave of the future.
What an arrogant, what a bunch of arrogant clowns. Unbelievable. Hey, yeah, call up for an appointment to try on a pair of shoes. Give me a break.
Yep.
All right. Next on the technology review, Uber at number four.
Well, Uber updated its community guidelines to restrict passenger activities like vandalism, quote-unquote vomiting due to excessive alcohol consumption, and flirting between the drivers and the passengers. Now, the vomiting thing seems to make sense. If you vomit excessively, you will get a really bad rating from your driver if you've been out drinking too much, so you'll probably be banned from Uber anyway. But they have, on a more serious note, they've had a lot of incidents of sexual harassment between drivers and passengers, especially female passengers. So this is something that Uber felt they really needed to write into the guidelines, and they said flat out, as a reminder, Uber has a no-sex rule. That's no sexual conduct between drivers and riders, no matter what. So Uber is definitely taking a little more of a stance in response to all of these sexual harassment claims that have been filed against them.
Interesting. Uber also taking a strong position against the state of California, which told them on Thursday of this week that they couldn't have self-driving cars in San Francisco without a permit. And they said, sorry, we're not going to apply for a permit. We're going to leave the cars on the road. They have drivers in them. Why do we need a permit? So basically an up yours to the state of California.
Yeah. Uber. I didn't regulate that.
Number three on our tech list this week.
Instagram finally went live this week, and people are loving it. It is very similar to Facebook Live. Facebook owns Instagram, as a reminder. Twitter owns Periscope, so you've got the two competing social media platforms. Instagram Live is really interesting. It's Instagram's kind of taking over other people's or other platforms' high points. So Facebook Live is pretty much the best thing that Facebook has right now, and so Instagram has glommed onto that. The only difference is when you go live on Instagram, all of your friends and your followers will be notified that you're live, but as soon as you stop recording, it disappears. So that is the only major difference between Facebook Live and Instagram Live, is just to you don't have an archive. And Facebook Live is better about that in a sense. So it's interesting how the same company, the same parent company, has modeled a similar technology but made it different enough that each one is still unique.
Number two this week, in-flight phone calls. I can hardly wait. I'm flying to Israel later today. I'd love to have a plane full of 334 people all on the phone at the same time. Wouldn't that be sweet?
That would just be amazing. Well, apparently the U.S. Department of Transportation is actually saying they're considering allowing people to make in-flight phone calls over Wi-Fi. I don't know if this is going to happen, but it would certainly be the most annoying thing ever.
Number one, speaking of annoying, Apple and emojis. What's the scoop?
Oh, this is the best. This is the opposite of annoying. We finally got the new batch of emojis on iPhone. It's iOS 10.2, croissants, avocados, rock stars, bacon. You're all set.
Really? All right, that's it. A run-through of the top five things that matter in the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan for helping. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.